AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, baby. Jade is here, OG Shante, Shy Jones in, and it is time for a Big Facts Friday.
What's the deal?
Everybody want to match my energy?
Yeah!
We could not have a podcast.
Yes.
Imagine we could not have a podcast. We should be grateful.
That is definitely true.
Yeah. Just because a nigga ain't got damn woo and jew and don't mean a nigga. Grateful. I just ain't got damn on that.
I feel you. Gotta respect that. Respect that. Jay, what we doing?
Man. This Big Facts Friday. So listen, right? The word of today is forgiveness. Forgiveness. That's a deep one.
Doom, 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 doom.
So, the textbook saltine definition. Fuck all these people keep calling me. The textbook definition is the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. And the urban gerbin definition is the greatest thing you can ever do for another person and yourself when, even after they have hurt you so badly, you thought you would die, you can move on and love again.
I agree with that.
I do so.
I actually, for the first time, agree with the urban dictionary.
Yeah, wait, can you say that last one again? Yes. What's the urban one say?
The greatest thing you can ever do for another person and yourself when, even after they have hurt you so badly, you thought that you would die, you can move on and love again.
I agree. Yeah.
Because they all emotions. You know what I'm saying? And emotions is some shit that's just inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference if somebody physically harmed you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't think you can forgive them for that.
But they can take it as if you physically harmed them, if you really cut them so deep. They could take, you know what I'm saying? It's still the same.
Yeah, I feel you, but it's still mental though.
True. No, because some mental harm can turn to physical harm. To be honest, because like if you mentally break somebody down and now they're not eating and now they're so stressed out.
What
and
I'm saying, it's still mental. You can change that by changing your thought.
And it's still someone else controlling those.
If somebody got there and shoot you in your back and you paralyzed,
that's different.
That you can't change. You can't take that back.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you said something to me or cheated on me or whatever you did to me, there's something that I can just say, fuck it, I ain't thinking about it no more. That's up to you.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Forgiveness, I feel like when you forgive, it's definitely taking a weight off your shoulders. You know what I'm saying? I say,
go ahead. You ain't got to forget shit.
No, forgetting is.
Yeah, but when you forgive, I think that, like the Urban Dictionary say, I think that takes a weight off your shoulder, bro.
Because you're clearing out the resentment and you're able to open your heart back up again.
Facts.
And probably 2008, going back, 2008 was the first time I practiced forgiveness. I actually reached out to the person and said, you know what, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And the person cried and boo-hooed and all that shit. But I felt like free. I felt like when you're holding that shit in and you don't forgive people, it really do you more harm than the person because they might not be thinking about this shit.
See, I don't think I'm there yet to actually reach out to a person that has wronged me or harmed me, but I can definitely internally make that decision within myself to like let it go and forgive it and just they no longer exist.
But if you haven't forgave them, or you put it in the back burner, do you think you're really over it? If you haven't addressed,
you know what it comes down to. Let me jump in.
You have to actually have a conversation with your wrongdoer in order to actually forgive. Do you think that?
No.
I don't think so.
But
you forgive them and they don't even got to know you forgave.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But look, though, you have to be in that space to where if you run into that person
and see them,
that's the true forgiveness. You can be okay.
Yeah.
Right. Not to say you'll be buddy-buddy, but you can be okay without
altering
your mood and fucking up your day.
Yeah. That should have been my question when I was trying to say, can she see them?
Yeah, I can be okay with running into them, but as far as like having to re-interact with them and have a conversation, and that's basically like the same shit that we just fell out about.
But if you run into them and then it triggers something, that means you ain't forgetting.
You ain't forgetting. Exactly. You ain't over it.
Yeah, that's
and it's, way. It's holding you back more than it's holding.
Yeah,
or you haven't you realize at that moment you really haven't forgave them because you may think you have.
Yeah,
but you realize at that moment like she's still a fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now you're faced with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you got to change your perception of the person to forgive them.
Yeah,
can still like, be with
you.
Still
what you got? That you say you done forgave and you want to slap them, you ain't forgave them.
Right.
For sure.
But what if you see somebody that you say you forgave, but you still don't want to be in their presence? So even if they come towards you,
you ain't forgave them.
How so? Because you could forgive somebody and still not fuck with them.
You just saying, I don't fuck with you and it ain't that. I ain't forgave you.
But no, you could forgive somebody and still not fuck with them. I'm a firm believer. Like, I could forgive you and still not fuck with you at all.
No, that's true. But I'm saying, if you feel any type of way, when you see them, then it's something still there. Yeah.
Wait, so if you see this person, you're supposed to...
Nothing.
No.
Let me give you an example.
But if you feel a certain type of way on the inside...
It was so bad for me, a family member asked me, if you got on the plane and you had to sit by them on the plane, go get your money, do whatever, what would you do? I just want to get on the fucking plane. That's the old me that was not evolved.
Never that deed to stop my money.
That's how bad
I... Fuck you.
That's how much I did not... Like I'm gonna put that particular person,
put on some shade in my hoodie, but you, and go to sleep. Fuck you. I'm getting.
But then you forgiving them.
Yeah,
for sure. That's what I'm saying. You got to be able to sit right here with this person. That don't mean you got to talk to them.
I can do that though.
Right. I can do it now.
Wait. Hold on, guys. I'm with DJ Scream on this one. Just because you can't sit on the plane next to them don't mean you did not forgive them.
What that mean?
Yeah,
how?
No,
what you feel like it mean? What you feel like
it
mean?
Screen to talk.
No. It means you haven't. Like I'm letting them fuck up
so
my trip.
So what you said? I had a friend.
I'm letting them fuck up my trip, my money, my mood, my day, everything. I can't sit next to this person. It's like when 50 Cent and Ja Rule saw each other on the plane. It was disruptive. It was disrupted. They talked about this shit. Like, that shit, the shit was all wrong. I'm uncomfortable. Right. If they're making you uncomfortable, you ain't forgave them.
Right. Damn.
Facts, I didn't know that.
If they have any type of ability to affect your emotions in any kind of way,
you have not
they
still have control. You're not over it.
I just looked at it like, if, you know what I'm saying, I could forgive you, right? Meaning that I'm not going to bring up the situation, meaning we're not going to always
you
have
said,
this.
You said, you said I could be like, I don't want no smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
you don't want no smoke.
Yeah, you want some let bygones be bygones shit, but that's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is true. It's really it's right here. With. It's like, really right here.
Whatever it was, I'm not even thinking about it. When I see you, this shit's over with.
Right. That's speak. What I thought it we was. Don't have I'm to speak, that it's over. If we don't speak about it, then it's over, right?
No, no it's not all necessarily. About the hold that the person, if you have an ex, right, you have truly forgiven your ex when you can walk and run into your ex and you ain't think about that shit or you ain't think about who
and you
your
gotta
ex
say hello?
Is with. You gotta go that far. You don't have to be friends. Okay. But it doesn't affect you. You go, you see your ex, you feel this hot shit all over your body, you're mad, you're angry, and then start thinking about old shit, you ain't forgave, you ain't let it go.
You got to call your girlfriend, like, well, I seen this
what up? Again I'm blessed.
Yeah, you ain't
forgave him.
Oh, damn.
You got to just be able to keep it moving. See him, it don't affect you. 2 seconds, right. Go on about your business.
And, yeah, exactly.
I got some healing to do, y'all.
A lot of people do. I did. I had therapy for years to learn forgiveness. I would ask my therapist every. What's forgiveness again? How does shit work? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. It took years.
But holding grudge don't do nothing but fuck with you, though.
Fuck with you bad.
Because you're the only nigga that's mad.
Yep. Fuck with you bad.
These other people that you mad at don't give a fuck about you. That's why they made you mad.
But I thought holding grudges was more so like, if I see this person, I'm like talking ill and I'm like wishing ill intent. Isn't that more so a grudge?
Yeah, because that negative energy is consuming all of your time.
Right. But so if you don't wish a person ill intent, that's not holding a grudge, is it?
Nah, it is.
That's hating.
You can't
still
hold a grudge.
That's hate.
What?
If you wish a person ill intent, that can be. Well, I can't say. Yeah.
Then what's holding a grudge?
Holding a grudge means that you have a valid reason to be upset with this person because they did something to you.
But it's synonymous with forgiveness, though.
Mm. What do you mean?
If you're holding a grudge, you haven't forgiven.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm. All right. Big facts counseling session. Thank y'all.
I don't know. I just feel like you gotta forgive people, man, in order to.
Move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in order to grow.
Yeah.
Do you forgive everything, though?
That's the only way you...
Because I was always taught, you forgive, but you don't forget.
This is serenity. You have to forgive everything.
If you start understanding, I ain't gonna go there. If you start understanding your chakras and shit, when I forgave them people, I was literally saw blessings the next day.
Yes.
I kid you not.
Yes. Mm.
Like, the next day, I was blessed. I just start seeing blessings come, because I have blocked that shit. I'm blocking my own blessings, not forgiving.
Facts. Yeah.
So you got to, if you're able, trust me, the toughest, everybody got their obstacles in life. The toughest shit in the world, forgiving is tough. Because you love and you give so hard and you won't do that to that person and they stab you in your back and it's like, fuck you for life forever.
That's
and you just think about the worst shit, but it's really harder on you than it is them people. Mm. As soon as you let that shit go, open up whatever it is, open it up. It's a test.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Damn. Because at the end of the day, you can be saying to yourself, it ain't nothing. Yeah. You can trick everybody around us. It ain't nothing. I ain't studying that nigga. But God know.
Mm-hmm. That's the person who knows.
Right.
Yeah.
I ain't studying that shit, but God know. You're right.
Yeah, you gotta. It's like a healing process. You gotta heal yourself from that shit.
Yeah, it's a process, period. Like, it's steps. Like, you're not just... If somebody has really fucked you over... Especially somebody that you care about and somebody that you really had genuine love for, like, you're not gonna be able to just get over that shit like that.
And then the thing about it, you can forgive a person and then get knocked out of forgiveness by what they saying afterwards. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They can bring you back into
that. Ain't nothing but a test.
That's a test. Mm-hmm. They'll bring you back into that dark space.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That ain't nothing but a test, like poking the bell, like a nigga knowing, like, he acting like he forgave me. And nigga ain't he still on that. So they say some little bitch shit to get back to you, and then you react and like, see?
Mm-hmm.
For real. You gotta be able to not see that shit. Like, it is what it is.
You
ain't did nothing to me, I ain't did nothing to you. Like Stunner said, he was on here. Hey, man, niggas say or do whatever they want to say. Nigga, see me, they play with me, somebody gonna die. That's just how I go.
Period.
So that's for anybody in the world, like a pedestrian, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta start putting people in that box of, I gotta protect myself if it's that. If it ain't that, what the fuck I'm gonna sit around and do the bitch shit every day and think about
back and
you.
Forth and all that shit. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Cass.
Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To truly ascend and be the best, like, version of yourself, if you can rid yourself, and everybody don't have all of these traits, but you know the shit that fuck you up, like hate, jealousy, grudges, what else? Y'all know I'm the bad shit. Anger. Mm-hmm. All that shit. You get that shit envy. Out of you. You feel yourself rising. Like, yeah. You feel your whole energy rising. So you got to be able to rid yourself of that shit.
That shit definitely stop your motion. Mm-hmm.
Definitely stop your motion. For sure.
All the way.
You will be motionless.
And then I think it really stops it when you know better. Mm. That's what hurts you when you know better. Like, when you don't know, God look over fools and children. That's what
but you think to yourself like, damn, I'm tripping. But fuck that. They tried me.
Yeah, that used to that's be me. That up. Used to be me right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Me too.
Fuck all that piece shit.
Yeah.
But nah, what's I ain't popping? On that shit, man. Nigga finna be 44 in June, man.
Yeah.
It gone on. I forgive you.
Right.
Whoever.
And again, I reiterate that with that forgiveness, that don't mean y'all gonna hold hands and walk through the park.
That don't mean I'm gonna never say shit right. to you.
That's what fuck I'm saying. You ain't gotta do that.
But then no. He just said
you have the right in the
you can forgive a nigga and still
say,
be fucked.
That's
fuck
what I was you. About to say. Because he said I forgive you, but fuck
it's
you.
It's the most polite fuck you that exists. Yeah.
I'll hold on, now I'm confused.
I don't wish you
I'm
no
confused.
Harm.
I'll
forgive you for me. Yeah, I don't wish you no harm. I don't wish your family no harm. None of this shit, but fuck
but you.
But
you can never come back off
so you
again,
can forgive
never.
Somebody and it still be fuck you.
I can forgive somebody and sit
it's
by
it's the
them.
Way they make you feel it, for to right. know that you haven't forgiven.
Exactly, OG Shante.
Yeah. I'm going to get in first class with you. I'm going to get on the plane.
It clicked.
I'm going to get on the plane, put on my Beats by Dre's.
Okay, yeah.
Be like this, and you right there, and I ain't standing. You.
Yeah.
But and I'm not
I look at it I'm like, you know, I'm an energy person, so I'm like, the fact that you're even that close to me is the issue, even if I forgave you. Like, if I don't fuck with somebody, I don't even want you that close around me because I feel like your energy is too close to me.
It's going to be days
I feel
where.
That too, though. I feel that too. I'm like that
y'all
too.
Still working on it.
You're still right. working
yeah,
on
okay,
it.
Yeah. Okay, we still working.
What's right. going to happen is.
Okay. The great part about it is that you want. Like, I can see and say all day.
Yeah, denial is a disease.
I can see and say all day that, you know what I'm saying, I forgive everybody. Woo, woo, woo. But I still got to work on when I see you how I'm going to react because of the person that I am.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
But in my heart, I've forgiven you.
You want to forgive him.
Yeah, I tried my hardest to forgive him. To forgive you.
And God knows this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God knows that, like, I'm really making an effort on this shit.
Yeah, but it's right. just like, what they call in church, backslide.
Right.
I don't know what I'm gonna do when I right. backslide. Right.
Your effort is to make your heart as pure as possible.
Thank right. you.
We are human and we are flawed.
Exactly.
Okay, we are thank flawed you. As fuck.
My effort doesn't flawed. Mean any harm. Yeah. But if I see you in person, I might mean some
it
harm.
Depends. It depends on the energy and the mood and the setting and everything. Everything's depends.
But you will be tested.
You will most be tested.
You will be tested yeah. most
that's,
definitely.
As soon as you start trying to forgive them, eventually. Might not see this person the whole time, you got the grudge.
Right.
As soon as you try to forgive them, that's when you're going to see.
That's when you're going to see.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's if that part of gold.
If you notice that you don't have any type of whatever, that's when your blessing is going to come.
Exactly.
If that pot of gold is right there.
Right.
Or you having that day with some amazing. You spoke about this shit before too. Amazing shit is about to happen. You don't know it.
Mm-hmm. That's when
play yourself because you gave into some bullshit.
Yep.
Will Smith on the Oscars.
Will Smith on the Oscars.
He might have finna been. It ain't like he need money or no shit, but he might have finna been about to who knows what the fuck.
Even just winning the Oscar. That was the first time he ever won one.
Exactly. You
and the
give
devil
it back.
Was right there before he can even win it.
Play the show.
Yeah.
So you gotta just be able
Do y'all
to.
Y'all think Jada was the devil?
Oh God.
Hey, let's talk about it.
I really feel like my good sis, I don't know. I feel like my good sis should have stopped him. At least if I'd have got one of these, I'd have been like Jada good with me. And then like, I just feel like you
too.
Should
That's
know.
How I feel too.
Like I feel like you should know if your man, like if you know your nigga, you know he about to act up or whatever. Like it, at least one of these, like baby, sit down. It's cool. Like giving him that, like I'm straight.
But that should have been enough that he stood up, finna go hell it, bitch.
Yeah, that should have been cool.
That's
what
I
see true. It
yeah, I feel. I just feel like
maybe she didn't think he was really gonna do it either.
But no,
I don't
but
think
I
she thought
like,
he was gonna smack.
I feel like this. I feel like, and you know, we don't know.
It's Will.
Like everything that happened, we don't know all of the befores and afters and all that shit. Like when shit happens with us, but just from them showing her reaction before and her reaction after, like I don't know. It was just like to me, it was just kind of weird that like there was no like consolation or No, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree.
Whatever. And then to go and make a public statement, right, like, after the fact, he shouldn't have done that. Like, that was beyond crazy.
Wait, what you say, Cash?
Cash? Oh, that's some whole shit, Cash.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I don't know, because it's just like, with all the shit that they've been through and with the union that they're supposed to have, like, there's no way I go against my nigga in public at all.
Especially
and if
he
would have done some shit like that, like, my
we riding
thing,
together.
We would have jumped this nigga together.
Right. We
like,
riding together.
We
would have
went there and slapped this nigga. Pow, pow. Like, he would have been double pimp slapped. But you know what I'm saying?
And behind closed doors, you might let him know about what you don't fuck with, but you're not publicly going to say.
Yeah, and it's
like, when that nigga got slapped, she about to be a pussy.
Right.
Show your hand. Show your hand.
I saw that nigga, like, when he came back down or something. Like, it's already fucked up. Like, but at the end of the day, like, if we been married all this time, we got all these kids.
I don't give a fuck. We been married. We together one day.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Like,
especially because when she did that whole entanglement thing, Will didn't come out and been like, yeah, my wife a hoe.
She
been hoeing. She been doing
that.
He didn't do none of that.
Right.
I don't agree with the whole statement.
Stick the whole way.
Yeah, I don't agree with the statement.
Like, no disrespect to Chris Brown. I mean, not Chris Brown. No disrespect to Chris Rock or nothing like that, because nobody deserves to ever get hands put on him. But it's just like, and then on top of that, like, he didn't even write the joke.
Man, he's a comedian. It don't really matter. Like, even if he wrote the joke or not, Dave Chappelle has said a lot worse shit. Right?
He will try to prove something.
His masculinity is Jada.
He'll never be able to prove.
That she'll never be able to accept.
Yeah.
So
he'll never be able to prove it.
So you think that they need to work on some forgiveness somewhere? Not that we trying to get in nobody relationship
with them. Like, she already said that this other nigga was her soulmate. And the kids writing letters to the other soulmate nigga.
She said that
all this old
shit. She said Pop
was
soulmate.
Tupac was her soulmate. She never should have gotten married.
Well,
no, she said
she didn't say that.
Oh, God.
I didn't hear the never should have got married
part. She said that she never wanted to get married. Like,
she
that was
say she
never,
never
wanted,
to, wanted
to get married. She got
never
married because.
Never should have.
Yeah, she
shit.
Said that she got married because
when
she was
been
pregnant.
Married to a nigga 30 years.
Yeah, she was pregnant and her mom wanted her to get married. And since her mom wanted her to get married, that's why she went down with the whole situation. Even her walking down the aisle, they talked about a red table talk. She was crying and shit. She didn't want to get married.
That should have been my bitch.
What?
I'll show her what the difference is.
Right. It was the whole statement for me.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have said that with that statement.
Yeah, like that was. That
she
was,
let
that
him
was,
know, like, we like, I ain't riding with you.
Yeah, that was.
We're too player for that.
And this, so is it possible?
Like, Will probably is. He, I ain't gonna say probably. He might be a lunatic behind closed doors.
No, they say he is very sweet.
But we don't know what goes on in their house.
That's true.
What I'm saying
that's
is, but I
like.
Got the world
got
feeling like I'm Will Smith.
I love Will Smith.
The damn near look like the nigga on the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Will Smith is damn near
the Oscar figure.
Yeah, the face of being. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
But you just made me show my hand,
right?
And then you.
I mean, when he didn't show his hand.
You think he banned from the Oscars for 10 years, right?
Right.
Oh, they really banned him?
Yes,
he is.
Oh, that's
fucked up. This is a fucked up question, but it's just in my brain. I gotta say it because it's big facts.
Philly.
No, fuck
that's what
that part of it.
When he went up there and slapped him.
You think she'll go back to the Oscars next year alone?
Yeah.
She don't
without
give a
him?
Fuck about him or them Oscars.
Well, I would say she don't give a fuck about him, but I would.
That'll be wild.
Well, I don't know, because if you think about it, a year or two prior, she was trying to boycott the Oscars prior because he wasn't invited to the
to
Oscars.
To me, I feel like he really land in the bed with his enemy, man.
No,
to me that's how I feel.
No,
I don't give a fuck.
You know how
because at the end of the day, in my biggest moment, you gonna push my button to make. You see, I try to laugh it off.
Yeah,
and you look at me like you laughing at that. So I
wait. So you putting it on the way that she looked at her husband?
Hell yes.
That's the only why he got up.
I'm putting it on like women have intuition about certain shit. We got intuition about certain shit. I would tell Pop if he was my dog. Hey, bro, that's your business. But that ain't good business. That's what I would do. I ain't saying I'm right, but I got to tell my partner.
Because
that's your business, but I don't think
it's
good business.
He was laughing like, you know what I'm saying?
He was a kiki-in.
Yeah, he was laughing about it. But then when he looked at her, like, damn, if I look at Shantae, you took that some type of way. So now I gotta make this right.
Yeah, but it's crazy because just 30 minutes before that, when Regina Hall made the joke about their entire marriage, they were both laughing like it was funny. But just because he made a joke about the hair shit, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to anybody that has that condition, because, you know, it's a very serious self-conscious condition. But y'all were just laughing at this lady making a farce of your marriage. Yeah. But now all of a sudden it's a big deal because it's Chris Rock and all of that. And now, okay, your feelings are hurt.
I have a question. Do y'all think that, okay, like you said, people have been talking about their marriage, and since the whole entanglement going on, they can't walk a red carpet without somebody bringing up their marriage. 9 times out of 10, the people that's bringing up their marriage or talking ill about them are women. Do you feel like at that moment, by it being Chris Rock, it was a man? So now Will Smith a man, so now I can really say something. Everybody else, I couldn't say shit.
But dedicate, bitch, if you want me to slap Chris Rock, why you ain't slap her?
Facts.
Oh, big facts. I didn't even think of her. Okay.
Let's just got them on a slap-a-thon around him. Because
right. If you would have slapped her, I would never got a chance to slap Chris Rock.
Yeah. No, they probably scored you out, then I'll slap Chris Rock as he said somebody. Yeah.
Right.
Damn. Whatever it is, like, we going, let go.
Yeah. For real, together.
But to me, I feel like, personally, and you know, these is the only opinion, we turn this shit to opinion facts. To me, I feel like
opinion facts.
I wouldn't have got up and did that for her.
Yeah.
Me, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't even been sitting there. You're saying
it depends who is for.
Yeah, because I know if this woman feels threatened about something, it's time for me to react.
Yeah.
Because she'll feel threatened about something or feel away about something and know that I be tripping, so I ain't gonna trip out in front of this dumb ass nigga.
Because he's gonna trip all the way out. Put him in a position to maybe do something to cause himself to get outed or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because I care that much about him, so I don't want him to do anything to put himself in that position.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So for you to even want me to do that, you don't give no fuck about me.
But did you think that she wanted him to slap? Like, I don't think that in her brain
she wanted him to react.
Okay, even a react. But her wanting him to react, I don't think that she thought Will Smith, the Prince, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, was
we overthinking it.
That's a show.
She wants him to do what Tupac would do.
Tupac would have shot that shit up.
Well, then that's the closest thing he could do.
Tupac wouldn't even dealt with that later, man.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying this is who she wants. She don't said it.
Yeah.
I want you to react how Tupac would have reacted.
Will been not slapped the right nigga, though.
I'm screaming.
That would not have happened to Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle. It happened to the person it could happen to. That shit wasn't going to happen to one of them other folks. They would have had, we'll be back to the Oscars.
But like I did at Versus that time. I think that shit happened so fast that Chris Rock didn't have a chance to process it. I don't think
but
Chris
he's
Rock
not
would
that type of guy.
Nigga slap you, you slap. What you mean? That's the process. Then he turned it back.
Chris Rock's still laughing. I don't know why.
Because that's how he built.
That's how he is. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's how he built. He's still thinking on a professional level. This the Oscars.
He's still thinking. Like, he thinking I'm going to get money off this shit. Like, he's still thinking. He's in that world.
They saying he finna got down to sue everybody, ain't
he? Yeah, he can. He in a great position. You know, if you want to take a slap, if it's worth it. If the slap is worth it.
Yeah.
That come back to that because somebody slap you for $1 million type shit.
He could really sue the Oscars and the Oscars would have
He could have charged. He could have pressed charges though.
He pressed charges.
Yeah, he pressed charges.
No, but he could sue the Oscars and the Oscars would have to pay him because the Oscars didn't protect him with security. Damn. It could be called the Chris Rock Show.
That's just like how these niggas be getting shot at these clubs and shot in these apartments and shit. And sue the apartments and sue the club and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that shit go. The facility is the responsible party.
Yeah, because of the security.
Liable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know though, man. What the topic was? Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. So. Yeah. With all
should
that,
Chris Rock forgive Will Smith?
Hell no.
And should Will Smith?
Chris Rock should forgive. I think he should forgive Will Smith.
Nah, because he knowing it's an underlying issue. He know it ain't.
Yeah.
I think he.
Shit was just built.
Bro, let me slap your ass back.
Right. We go about our business. Just let me slap the shit out of you.
Should Will Smith forgive Jada?
Huh?
Hell no. Again.
All right.
That's your business.
No, Sarsky.
I personally probably
will
not.
Will Smith forgive Jada? Should you think he should forgive?
Jada need to forgive Will.
Jada needs to forgive Will for what?
For whatever it is that he done to her. That we probably don't know. Whatever it is.
It's probably a two-way street.
Yeah. Well,
definitely.
She need to forgive him. That shit seems like how she just be doing the man and shit. That shit seems like something else. Like, he trying to fight his way back to love.
She's perfectly trying to embarrass him.
Wait. Right. Okay. I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, but I am. Jada didn't do shit to Will. August Alsina was the one that came out and started talking about
August Alsina fucked himself?
No, I'm saying that August Alsina was the one that brought the entanglement out to the world.
He made it public.
Yes, because nobody.
But at the end of the day, I don't think that that's their issue.
But it ain't.
Because
it ain't
they was August already on that.
Yeah, right, but it ain't August Alsina issue that he slept with her. She was married. She slept with him.
But I feel like that's how they relationship. He probably had the green light to do shit. She had the green light to do shit.
They said that's not true. They said that's the biggest lie that's put on that
relationship. Who said that?
She did.
Who it they?
She did.
When she say that?
On some red carpet, table talk, whatever. That is not true.
Will was getting some pussy, man.
He was cheating.
And she was fucking.
Aight.
So what that mean? We had green light.
That ain't no green light.
They both was cheating.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, she proving it. I don't know. I just feel like whatever it was, they were dealing with it till he brought it to the light, and then till she went on her podcast and was like, "Shit, what?"
So you saying, okay, so I'm cheating. It's okay for you to cheat. That's a green light. Hell no.
They probably had an understanding.
They don't. They said she said that's the biggest. She said that's the biggest myth of their relationship. She said that's the biggest myth of their relationship. They do not have an open relationship.
Oh, so you just the bad girl then, right?
He cheated and she cheated.
You gonna be fucking? You gonna fuck this nigga and then bring this nigga around my kids?
No, but they also said, hold on, when it came down to the August Alsina stuff, that they was talking about getting a divorce, and then they realized it was just gonna be too much. So he went on his side of the house, she went on her side of the house.
Exactly. So I know what you're doing. Shit. So that's really an understanding.
So basically, they separated but stayed at the same house.
Basically, and that's
where the whole
that's how a lot of these people are.
That's how the whole August Alsina shit played a part, and everybody is now saying that she was cheating and all that, but that wasn't the case. They was technically broken up, and he was on one side of the wing of the house, she was on the other wing of the house.
I feel like me personally, that man really loved that woman.
I agree.
I believe that.
I feel like he really loved that woman, and whatever his mistakes, he trying to fix his wrongs, and she's standing like how a nigga would be like, bitch, you gotta show me for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
So basically, she needs to forgive him.
But I mean, like,
he done forgave her for everything.
Yeah. I don't know the details or whatever, but how did she get him from his first wife?
Well, I don't know.
Jay, that's what?
No, I'm saying we talking about like him cheating and you know what I'm saying, all of that, blah blah blah, whatever.
Was he cheating with Jada? That was your question?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard that.
Mm-hmm. I doubt that.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday. Each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, God bless them in their union and however they...
I want to see them folks shit play out.
Together.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what people don't want to see, we see him talking about these folk business, all that. I want it to be like, next time we talk about this shit, they got it right. They fought the world. It's them two against the world.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think it will.
Big facts.
You know what I think ultimately
they probably going to go on a whole hiatus and take that time now.
And I feel like that's what they was on the verge or trying to do.
The verge.
I think that's what they trying to do, but the media keeping it from happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they allowing it. What they dividers. What we call them, baby? The dividers.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, shit, she keeps discussing the division.
But that's her character, though.
And he knows this.
She ain't out there,
so
bro.
He got to accept her for her.
Mm. Man, Nino went out there three times.
Shit, though, a nigga can only take so much.
You think he just, he hit but that point? He just hit that point.
I think he hit that breaking point.
He hit that breaking point.
But at the end of the day, he probably good with what's going on. Like, I'm ready to go through the process of what I got to go through to get my bitch back. But don't play with my wife while I'm in this process.
Maybe he, and maybe
oh,
he
so see that. Awesome. You think it's gonna see that? Like, I can talk about her, but can't nobody else talk about her?
He ain't talking about her.
We passed that. We passed the bullshit, this, to that. We working on this.
Cause now I'm showing
you. But why they ain't have that same energy for Regina?
This a female.
That's what I'm saying.
This a female.
Yeah, she a woman.
Okay, so just because she's a female.
She by my truck.
That yeah,
Will, like Smith, if a, Will Smith absolutely could not have slapped Regina.
No, or he couldn't even step to her.
If it was such an issue or such a, like Black said, why didn't Jada go slap her?
No, I feel you. That could happen.
If it was such a, oh my God.
But they different.
Because Jada didn't feel like she didn't feel like she should slap her over her comments.
Oh, she out there.
She didn't feel like it was that serious. She didn't feel like it was that serious. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying she ain't feel like it was that serious.
Who?
Jada. And Jada might feel like it feel like some something to prove shit. Like for him, he feel like he got something to prove. She might
he
not
do.
Like, she and might not feel like she got nothing to prove.
He feel like he got something to prove. I do got something to prove because this shit fucked up. So I'm trying to prove, show you my love, basically.
But you're going to receive something different from a woman than a man anyway.
Fact. Mm-hmm.
So they received it different from Regina.
Because I'm your protector. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then they might be Regina's friend. Like, Regina might be calling, playing like
that. Yeah, they might. Yeah, I don't know. And then Will might have told her to save face for her image to put that quote out. We don't know what these people own because they in their house and exactly. This is their business. Just, entertainment is their business.
That's true.
And they winning as long as everybody talking about this shit.
Bro. Nah, that's real right there.
Just like the Kardashians.
The way it's looking.
Right. On the outside looking in.
On the outside looking in, I feel like she needs to really forgive that man. Or they need to forgive each other.
They need to forgive each other.
Yeah, forgiveness. I feel like they need to forgive each other. And show the world that goddamn you can overcome any obstacle with your soulmate. Kapok gone.
I'm screaming. Said she want him back.
She know how to get there.
Right. I know you didn't just say that.
It's the truth.
What the fuck is happening?
That shit. That shit ain't looking good, man.
I'm telling you, man.
So we are on the outside looking in.
We
don't know how they household going. They could be as happy as whatever. We don't know.
Entertainers.
Like you said, you don't know what goes on in people's household. You don't know what them folks got going on and what they going through. But I don't see them being happy.
But even the people that's happy, or you feel like maybe happy,
are not.
Be the other way.
Yeah, can be the other way.
And it pops up divorce. Like, damn, they getting divorced. I thought they were straight.
Yeah, because some people got down work. They
know how to work
in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't say shit to each other in the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, we don't know.
Forgiveness.
That nigga cried, though, bro, on national television.
Will Smith cried.
He's an actor, though.
In movies.
Yeah, he's an actor. He's a professional crier.
No, but that was
what movie Will Smith been crying?
No, it wasn't.
Y'all sell it.
What movie Will Smith been crying?
That nigga had every face you can have. That nigga done had Ali. Muhammad Ali face.
Exactly. Yeah. What movie he ain't crying?
He crying.
Ali.
He crying.
Every movie.
Pursuit Only of Happiness, that was Fresh Prince.
Even when he got his Oscar, he ain't going up there Oscar. Like,
yeah. Shit, they just take his Oscar back.
He went up there remorseful.
Yeah.
That's how we felt, but he could have been in his mind like, fuck that nigga.
He probably was trying out for a movie, and we don't even know it. They going to make a movie out of this.
Shit, he the executive producer of Bel Air. That shit just went crazy. So he could not be at the Oscars, but he still got shit in motion. Even if Will Smith don't be in motion acting, he got other shit that's in motion.
Oh yeah, he got a whole bunch of shit in motion.
That's what I'm saying.
They do a whole bunch of shit out the country. They lit. They stupid lit.
I like Will and Jada though, but I just feel like
they human. Jada they put natural. That man they human
in a position
to play it though.
Yeah, I don't like that part.
How is Jada put him in that position?
Bro, did you see the part when the man say what she said, how she looked at him? That means do something. What are you talking about, Sha?
Man, it mean get up and slap
that
this
mean
man.
Do something.
That's a green light.
That mean you ain't gonna do nothing about it for real?
I mean, she really did give him that look.
You can't tell me how to react when you want me to react.
And that means maybe to not to that capacity, but that means some shit like that done happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And then she rewind like, nigga, you didn't protect me. Like, that's probably an argument in their household.
Yeah.
Like, you let them say that to me?
Like, you slick.
So then the final straw. You slick. Nigga say something to my bitch, I'm going off.
You slick should have got it August.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You just gonna let that shit go down like that?
Yeah, you let August tell the world our business.
Yeah.
Even though I was the one that opened up my legs and let this nigga poke
me.
So that don't matter.
Did he kick it also? Man, I talked to August and we were cool. It was cool, man.
To me, it's always a woman's job to protect her man.
Vice versa.
For sure.
Yeah, vice versa.
I agree with that. That's what I'm saying.
Once you locked in, for sure.
I'm going off your
car. Oh, God, for real. I feel that way too. Like, ain't nobody finna play with my nigga while I'm right there. I don't give a fuck what's going on. Straight up.
Amen.
It is what it is, man.
Or even if they playing with you, if you know it's gonna go left, you just be like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's all good.
Or, this nigga ass after this.
Exactly.
Not ruin your moment. Like, they can kick Chris Rock anywhere.
They could have caught him at the Vanity Fair.
The after party.
The after party. I ain't gonna do this shit at the Oscars.
Right. Y'all can ban me from the after party. I don't give a fuck.
I'm finna pap your ass out after this.
Pop up.
You know what I'm saying? But I ain't finna do this shit right here. Yeah. But he just shit. He on his Philly shit on site.
And did y'all see how he walked back, popped that collar? He thought he and did said, so.
Keep my wife's name
out your fucking mouth.
That was for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said.
He had to verbalize it to make it real.
Ooh, when they do talk about it, it's going to be a crazy conversation. Man. One day they're going to talk about it. Chris Rock already said he ain't talking about it until he gets some money.
Till he
already said that. So they're going to make a lot of fucking money off of everybody else. That's what I was saying. What y'all, I'm going to say this and I'm done talking.
Not mean like in, for some money like on TV. Or
in Hollywood, them folks is entertainers. Everything they is main a setup. Thing is to entertain. So it sounds good. And I think what we're saying, we're right about. But I wouldn't be surprised. Let me just
they're
going to
have
there.
A Red Table Talk spinoff on Netflix.
Have a whole movie together.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're entertainers. That's what they do.
Chris Rock did kind of like walk into the punch. I mean, Chris walk who? Into the.
I don't
Chris
think
Rock
it was staged. No, I don't think slap. That shit was staged. No. Shit
he didn't
staged.
Look that like was he
staged.
Was.
How y'all gonna goddamn convince me to get slapped at the Oscars? Hell no.
Yeah,
I can see a shove.
Right. Or throw something at him. That could be staged. Yeah.
This nigga said
that shit was staged. That shit was.
They just gonna make some money off of it.
Oh, one stage, you're supposed to. You're supposed to make money off of Crisis. Mm-hmm. If you're a business person. Without.
So the moral of the story is we just gave Will and Jitter.
You know what? They wanted us to talk about it, so we did. Because everybody been hitting us. When y'all gonna talk about it? So we talked about that shit. We ain't talking about it no more.
Not ever.
Ever.
Yeah,
but we brought it up on the right word, forgiveness. They need to forgive each other and show the world, fuck y'all, it's us.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I
look at it. And let the dividers going on.
Yeah, let them go on. Fuck y'all. Be mad, whatever. Keep talking about August. Keep talking about my ex-wife. Keep talking about Chris Rock. Keep talking about whatever. Fuck that. We straight.
Right.
Period.
Forgiveness. Y'all forgive each other, Will and Jada.
Big Facts Friday. That's another one. Shouts to the whole team, the gang. www.bigfactspod.com.
Now let's go eat.
Salute. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.